From the Forest Vista Mortuary and Funeral Park. Is there a Miss Shirley Feeney here?
I'm Shirley Feeney. Is there something the matter?
Oh, no. No. I'm from the financial department.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Maybe you've heard of us.
Yes, I've sat on your ads at the bus stop.
You see, your father was in today. He wanted to sell your plot.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'll need your signature and consent.
My father's here! I told you!
Oh, I'm so glad for you.
Oh, where do I sign?
Wait a minute. I'm not going to sign your funeral plot away.
Why? I'm not using it.
It's still land.
How much land can that be, Laverne? 6x6?
Probably with the cash anyway.
Yeah, but you know what he does with the cash.
So he likes to make investments. So what? A lot of people make investments.
Shirley, the Daily Double is not an investment.
Just what are you saying in front of a stranger, in front of a total stranger?
Nothing. He's your father. You should have the cash.
That's right.
Excuse me, just how much cash is he going to get?
Oh, $50.
$50? We could go to the moon with that show.
Money. All right, where do I sign?
Right here.
Okay. Well, there you go.
All right, I'll proceed with the check, Miss
Okay, Dean. Good. Mr. Franklin, I haven't seen my father in about a year. How does he look? Does he look well?
Oh, well, I'm the wrong person to ask, Miss Feeney. You see, to me, the living all look alike.
What do you want this, Sheriff?
Place it anywhere. Right here. I'm looking for a phonograph record that my father sent me.
So I'm finally going to get to meet Mr. Feeney.
You sure are, Mrs. Babish, and are you going to love him? Look, here's a picture he sent me when he was in Samoa in the Merchant Marines.
Oh, was he handsome? Does he always wear a loincloth?
That's the Samoan chief. My father's the one sitting on the pig.
Oh, here it is. Here's my phonograph record.
It looks a little warped.
Yes, well, he sent it to me from the equator.
Stop crying like a baby.
Oh, my arms are hurting here.
Oh, jeez, there.
Boy, I sure hope your father loves this dinner. I almost died for it.
What happened?
They were having a 1 cent sale on sugar. Every fat person in Milwaukee showed up.
Hey, did you get our groceries?
Oh, did I get our groceries? And I got a good bargain on them, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they had this big sale over at the damaged food department. So I got week-old bread.
Oh, great.
I got some bent peaches there.
Oh, I love
They're
that.
Good.
Yeah.
And look at all these spare chicken parts here. Got beaks and talons in this one. And a whole pint of cartilage.
Oh, yeah, that's supposed to be a great aphrodisiac.
You bet.
Say, we didn't tell you girls, but Lenny and I are expecting a couple of cuties for supper tonight.
Pair of bubbly assistant manicurists.
Mm-hmm. We'll show them what an ingrown toenail is.
Guys, why don't you go upstairs and start boiling your beaks, huh?
You gotta marinate them first.
Don't be bothering us every minute. We just want to settle down to a nice fingernail orgy.
Don't ever go shopping with him. He made me push him in the cart while he yelled, wee, wee, wee.
I'm gonna go and start making Daddy dinner.
Okay.
Her dad must be wonderful. She sure loves him.
Yeah, she sure does.
Why are you so sad?
Oh, I always get sad when her father comes into town.
Well, you feel left out, huh?
No. Just that she always winds up getting sad. I mean, he blows into town once or twice a year, smiles a lot, borrows money from everyone, and then disappears. Doesn't spend any time with her. Now, that's all mine. I'll get it.
It's only me from over the sea, Jack Feeney, the sailor.
Hey, look at this.
There's the second most beautiful girl in the world, and there's
Daddy,
number one.
Daddy!
Pumpkin! Hey, you're still your daddy's tiny little teacup, huh?
Yes, I am.
Hey, baby, got a surprise for you.
What is it?
Well, when I stopped to pick up that check at Forest Vista Cemetery, well, I picked up this for you, too, honey. Look at that.
Oh, a black frieze, Daddy. Thank you.
That's nothing, honey. And I didn't forget little Laverne, either. There you go, kid. How about that? The old boy they buried will never miss it.
You thought of me, too.
I always think of you. Don't I owe you $5?
Hey, that's pretty good. That was, what, 4 years ago, huh?
Jack Feeney never forgets, honey. He never pays, but he never forgets. And who is this beautiful lady?
Daddy, this is Mrs. Babish.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Babish.
Edna.
Forgive me for staring, Edna, but those deep blue eyes of yours remind me of the sea. You married?
I'm a widow.
Good. You know something, Edna? A woman is like the sea. A widow is like the sea. Everything's like the sea.
Oh, this talk is making me seasick. Daddy, you're early. I didn't get a chance to fix dinner or get dressed up or clean the place or anything.
Honey, I just couldn't wait to see my little Shirley. You know, I always hated that name. Yeah, that was her mother's idea. May she rest in peace.
Daddy, mother isn't dead. Yeah.
Well, Pumpkin, I gotta shove off for a while.
Shove off? Yep. You just got here. Don't go.
Just a minute, honey. I'll be back for chow, baby. Don't worry. Oh hey, by the way, you know that that Fister guy?
Well, yeah.
He made a kind of a little mistake on your check, honey.
Oh, what did he do?
Well, you see, he made it out to you, dear.
Oh.
So, could you sign it over to me, honey?
Oh, sure.
Atta girl. I got big plans for that money, baby. You'll see.
There you go.
Thank you, dear. My gosh, you know that? You got a cute little signature there. You know what that reminds me of?
The sea.
Right. Well, I'll be back on a jiffy, honey. Look, I'll run down, cash this check, and get us a nice bottle of French wine.
Oh.
Huh? Wait a minute. Look at that. I missed the bank. Mm. Got a couple extra bucks on you?
Oh, wait, maybe I got... What am I doing?
I knew I liked you right from the start, Edna. Thanks, sweetheart. This cements our friendship. You know Jack Feeney's motto, girls? Everyone I know, I owe. See you later, baby.
Okay. Bye, Daddy. Isn't he terrific? Isn't he wonderful? I mean, he's so full of life.
Yeah, he's full of it, all right.
Late already. You really think he's gonna show?
He probably got stuck in traffic.
Is that a car?
Pedestrians have trouble too, you know. You gonna go now?
Yeah. Listen, I only told my father I would help him out tonight because I thought you wanted to be alone with your father. Since your father's not here, I'll call my father and tell him I'm not gonna come tonight.
Oh, no. There's no reason for you to stay, all right?
Looks real nice. You use my lily?
Why are you wearing your jeans?
Oh, because it's real cold outside and I couldn't find a clean pair of stockings. What are you drinking there?
Cooking sherry. It's an old family tradition.
Since when?
Since 5 o'clock. Traditions have to begin somewhere, don't they?
Cheryl, what do you say? I call my pop. I'll tell him I
will
can't
you
come in.
Just
I'm
go
going.
Help I'm your going. Father? Go help your father. Gee, wish I was going to help somebody's father.
That's it. You come with me. You're going down to the Pete's Post. I'm not going to let you stay here all by yourself. And
oh, how long have you known me and you don't know my sense of humor yet? I was just joking. My father's out there somewhere on his way here. You know, he's probably confused. He travels a lot, Laverne. He probably thinks he's in another time zone.
Please come off it, Cheryl. Who are you talking to? It's me, Laverne, your friend. I hate to see you this way. He does it to you every time. He gets your hopes up, you make a whole dinner, you stuff a cabbage, and then he lets you down.
Does this look like a face that has been let down?
No, no. This is a happy face, a smiling face, a face that wants to have dinner alone with her father. Now will you go on? Just go. Go.
Okay.
Up there are going crazy.
You boys having fun up there?
You can call it fun. We see it more as a duty to womankind. What do I do, stick my finger in
no,
here?
No, 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 no. Oh, gee.
Hey, where's your old man? What's the matter? He didn't show? Oh, come on, don't cry. If you rub hard, it'll come off. Come on, shut up, them waterworks, all right? I mean, listen, that's so he didn't come. Listen, all fathers are crummy that way. My stepfather, he used to lock me in a closet.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, my only friends were the little moths.
But my father always does this. He never spends any time with me, never. Why wouldn't he want to spend time with me? I just don't understand it.
Maybe he hates you. I mean, maybe he thinks you're no fun, you know?
I'm fun? You know I'm fun?
You're
the first one to say I'm fun.
I
say I'm fun.
Yeah, you're fun to me.
I am fun. He's just not around enough to know it, that's all.
Well, then maybe you ought to go somewhere where you can show it to him in person, you know? I mean, only a fool is fun in private. Let's see, where does he hang out?
I don't know. Hangs out with sailors.
Sailors, that's a lot of help.
Hangs out at the docks.
The docks.
Bars.
Many places, though.
Well, I don't know. He plays cards at Moby Dominic.
What you should do, sure, you should go down there. You should have a couple of stiff belts. And then you should have some fun with your old man, you know?
Yes, that's right. That's right. I mean, if Mohammed won't go to the mountain, then take the old mountain of Mohammed, right?
Yeah, sure, sure. Take the mountain of him and say it. Say, sure.
Yeah?
It's a very dangerous neighborhood. Uh-huh. So I wouldn't go alone. You know, I'd go with some kind of escort. You know, you need protection. Right. Somebody strong. Okay. Maybe he can pick up a tough guy on a bus. Go out there and have fun with your
old man,
all right?
This is a fun hat.
You drunken bum! And the next time you leave without your crutches, this time I'll be nice. Look, I don't want any missionaries annoying my customers.
Yes. No, I don't think you understand. I'm looking for my father.
Well, who isn't? Now, what do you want?
I'll have a cooking sherry straight up. Do you mind if I take a look around? Could I have a little look-see around? Thank you. I'm looking for Mr. Feeney, my father.
Well, he ain't your father.
Oh, I know that. I'm very sorry. Excuse me.
Hey, not so fast.
Come over here.
Huh?
I'll be your father.
Oh, dear.
Have a drink.
Oh, no, thank you. I have a cooking sherry coming. I can't believe that Squiggy let it come down here all by itself.
Hey, honey, sardine sandwich and hold the eye.
Back. He thinks I'm a waitress here.
All right, but this is no place to be wearing a Mambo shirt.
Oh, there she is. There she is.
Cheryl.
Oh.
Fern, what are you doing? Why'd you come down here alone?
Oh, I'm waiting to have cocktails with Daddy. These are two of my new friends. This is Louie, and this is... Born to Kill. This is Laverne and Carmine.
Couple of real cuties there. If you don't mind, Shirley's going to sit with some of her old friends.
Oh, no, I'll be fine. I just wonder.
Hear that, Carmine? She's going to be fine. Perfectly fine. So I guess we should go home. Nice to meet you, Lou, Mr. Kill. Come on.
You know, maybe I'll join my friends. It might be fun to reminisce.
Reminisce, honey?
Oh.
I'll give you something to reminisce.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, she said she wants to get up.
Sit down. Hey, Ruffles, get your hands off me.
Smack them, Louie. You can take them.
You want to try it, whale blubber?
Carmine. Carmine. Gentlemen. Gentlemen, please.
Lou, where are you going?
All right,
Lou,
what do you call a whale blubber? The only guy around here that looks like whale blubber, you blimp.
Yeah.
Get up here,
get
up and out of the way.
Hit him!
You got the
guy. Yeah, wait,
try him!
I have my sandwich!
He's eating my hat! Come on, he's got a bottle! ankles there.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, you did pretty good.
You okay? I didn't break a rib, did I?
Sure, honey. Don't worry, will you? I love a good brawl. It's my hobby. Send down a beer. Oh, a tab.
Yeah, I know, Feeney. Put it on your tab.
How about you, kid? How do you feel?
I feel great. I feel just wonderful. See, this is what I always wanted. For us to do fun things together.
Sit down. Now, listen. Now, look, honey. I'm just too old to be a... Well, to be a sidekick. Now, look, we had a great brawl, but we're never going to be Popeye and Sweet Pea.
Yeah, it was a great brawl, wasn't it? Fun fight. But, Daddy, why didn't you come to dinner? I stuffed cabbage. I got all dressed up.
I know, honey. And you look just beautiful, too, kid. You know, it's a good thing you favor me, except for that little dimple. You got that from your mother's thigh.
Daddy, I gotta tell you something. I used to sleep with everything you ever sent me underneath my pillow. All the postcards and the shark fins and those little tiny shells. It was painful. Daddy, I know you love me. But you've been standing me up since I was 9 years old.
I wanted to come see you winners instead of losers. I always feel kind of ashamed when I got nothing in my pocket. I wanted you to be proud of me, Pumpkin.
Daddy, I am proud of you. I am. And I don't care if you don't have any money, because nobody I know has any money. All I want to do is be with you. That's all. Just spend time with you. I know you're not perfect. If you were perfect, I'd be tall with a better body. Don't you see, Daddy? I miss being with you.
Here, look at that. You see, honey? You're always with me, kid.
Oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy.
Ah, Pumpkin. Hey, that's not bad. $5 says you can't pin him again. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Make it 10. An extra 5 for my little girl here. Say, can you loan your old man $10, honey?
You're the end of the rainbow, my pot of gold. You're daddy's little girl to have and hold. A precious gem is what you are. You're mommy's bright and shining star. You're the spirit of Christmas, my star on the tree. You're the Easter bunny to mommy and me. You're sugar, you're spice. You're everything nice, and your daddy's little girl.